On a ranch in the woods northwest of Houston, several young deer who were left orphaned when their mother was killed are growing to maturity within a safe, fenced-off area. They even get regular meals from a surrogate mother.
For these young deer, a shelter like this can be a lifesaver.
Nearby at the Friends of Texas Wildlife Center northwest of Houston, volunteers help care for a variety of injured animals. This red-tailed hawk is recovering from what may have been a collision with a glass window. Center Director Lisa Walling is helping him exercise his wings so that he can be returned to his natural world.
He needs to be in this flight area to be able to flight condition and get his endurance back up.
Animals throughout this area are facing a crisis as developers build more homes and more roads to link them to Houston. Friends of Texas Wildlife President Jeanette Winkleman says her privately funded organization can only help a small percentage of the displaced animals.
They get a bottle now. They have nowhere to go. They end up on the streets. They end up running around in the people's yards.
Because land is relatively cheap and abundant around Houston, the metropolitan area sprawls out in every direction. Ann Taylor is executive director at the Houston office of the Urban Land Institute, a nonprofit group devoted to urban planning and development.
You could actually fit the cities of New York, Washington, Boston, San Francisco, Seattle, Minneapolis, and Miami inside Houston.
The answer, she says, is to promote more density.
That's really one of the keys, is to put more people on less space so that you can preserve more of the natural environment.
The city has made efforts to create more parks and nature areas, as have some of the suburbs, like the Woodlands, where the master plan included preservation of trees. But Houston's economic success creates a big challenge, says Taylor.
We know that in the next 15 or so years, we're going to add another 2.5 million people to our population, and they've got to go somewhere.
The good news is that many young professionals and entrepreneurs prefer living in areas near downtown, where they can walk to many attractions. Developing more city dwellings and less outward sprawl could be the key to giving the area's wildlife room to survive. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.